It is already mid-March. I can't believe it. Welcome back to A Mental Health Break. Vincent A. Lancy here, and I am excited to deliver this solo episode this week in an effort to challenge everyone to never give up. I really wanted to put this episode out because it came to my attention that this might not only be happening to me. I just wanted to stop by and complete another solo episode here on A Mental Health Break. Thank you for tuning in all year so far. This week, I'm going to talk about some areas that I previously have not, some things that have been very hard for me in the business world, some areas that have taken a toll on my mental health. Some of these areas include folks speaking without intention, wasting my time, and being helped for the wrong reasons. You may hear these words, these slogans, these phrases all the time, but the detriment they've had on my mental health is severe. And these areas have officially become my hardest areas of entrepreneurship. Now that I've been in the ring for a few years, time management has become one of my strengths. It was harder at first. Prioritizing tasks will always be challenging. But when others speak without intention, I have such a hard time with that. I am constantly having my time wasted just waiting and waiting for others. Some examples I'm going to share of this, unfortunately, come with my efforts to get into more schools. I have delivered countless books at this point to educators, principals, superintendents, and of course, I know they're busy, but here is the part that troubles me, where I sit around waiting because I was raised to be honest, so I naturally expect that from others. I get great feedback on my books. They tell me how much they love them. I'm told which grades or which teachers they intend to use the books for. But when it comes time to actually buy the books and bring me in as a speaker, compensate me for my services that I provide value for, I just get ghosted. And I follow up again. And then I start feeling bad because I'm following up a few times, but I still don't get the response or common courtesy to just say, hey, it's not a good time for us. Hey, we have too much going on, or we don't have the budget to bring in anyone or bring in any new books. With this challenge, I challenge you to never give up and just hang in there because it does only take one.
At Tampa Counseling and Wellness, we want to remind you that it's okay to not be okay. Reaching out for support and asking for a little extra help can be overwhelming, but everyone deserves a safe space to heal. We're so honored to be that space for Florida residents. If you want to learn more about our services or you'd like to set up a free consultation with one of our clinicians, you can call or text us at 813-520-2807. We're looking forward to growing with you.
As you see from my social media or my website, I have had the blessing and opportunity to interact with students around the country, and I still do get invited to schools to speak, still do get to sell some of my books. As you know, I give away many books, but as an entrepreneur, you are always trying to grow, keep making a difference, and when others speak without intention, it really just does waste time, and that is our most valuable asset. So in addition to the challenge of never giving up, I challenge you to not do this to others. Have the courage to just be honest and let people know exactly what is going on. I had my accident. I've been through a lot, and that taught me how limited our time is here on earth. And I want to make the most of it, make the biggest difference I can. So please go out there. And if you're able to help people, lend a hand forward. If you're not able to, at least be transparent and open so we don't waste time. These are things that have taken a huge toll on my mental health, and I've done my best to combat them, stay positive, and I always find ways to keep going because I'm grateful for just being alive. However, it has set me back a bit, and I just wanted to share this episode to let you know, if this is happening to you, that you are not alone. Another area that's affected my mental health negatively is being helped for the wrong reasons. Let me dive into this a little more. An example of this has come when I had the chance to bring my books international about a year and a half ago. I was connected with someone and they said that they have a chapter, a part of their business in another country, that my books would be great, that they are going to introduce me to somebody in that area to get connected with and try to make a difference in that area. I invite this person on my podcast to try to build a better relationship with on a few of my podcasts, actually. And when it came time for this introduction, it only was going to be offered if I did something for them, if I actually started working for their business. And then if I accepted this role, they were going to introduce me to somebody else. This really was troubling for me, and this really took my mental health for a whirlwind where I couldn't believe someone would do this to me, give me this opportunity, get my hopes up to take my books international without the work I've already done on my own. After being friendly, trying to help them with their endeavors, bring them on my shows, help spread their story, there was also a hidden agenda. So I challenge everyone out there, if this happens to you, don't give up, just keep moving forward. Not everyone is going to share the same moral compass as you. Not everyone is going to be as honest as you. But the second challenge with that is to not have a hidden agenda. If you're going to help someone, help them. Don't do something only because they will do something else for you that you haven't even discussed. I love helping others. It's one of my favorite things to do because of how much help I've gotten, how much that helps meant to me. But to find out after my hopes are getting up that it's not going to happen because I physically can't take on another role. I have so much going on already. That really hurt. It also taught me to not count my chickens before they hatch a little more. You've heard that before. I typically don't, but when people come off as being honest and genuine, I can't help but to believe them. So these are some things that really negatively impacted my mental health, but there is a bright spot. There is a positive look on all situations because there are learning lessons that come out of it. You learn to not have that feeling again, or you learn to not react the same to a situation until it is a done deal. The last area I want to touch on that impacted my mental health, in case it did for you too, to let you know that you are not alone, is I've also received help in a different way, but little did I know, I found out that yes, I was getting help from someone. It was only for them to be bragging about how they were helping me. I found out through other connections that they were speaking negatively, that they were speaking down on me, that they were helping me, doing me these huge favors and making me feel less than I am, which is never okay. Don't make people feel less than they should be. We are all equal. We are all humans. It doesn't matter where we are, who we are, where we come from. If you are hearing this podcast, you are a human and we deserve to be treated equally. I firmly believe that. It is important to help people for the right reasons. And this is another challenge for you. Don't talk down on people you're helping. Don't make them feel bad because we all have a mental health. We all have our ups and downs. We all have things going on in our personal lives or professional lives. And these situations I explained, they didn't make my going any easier. They set me back a bit, but we could either sit and sulk or we can get back up and keep moving forward. Just like I said in the beginning, one of the many goals of this podcast is to let you know that you are not alone. I normally bring guests on to talk about those topics, share their mental health journey so you can resonate with where they're from, what they've gone through, what they do for a living. But I should have put this episode out sooner because I know that I am not the only one that's had these things happen to them. And although it may be disappointing, there are learning lessons from this, not just to not get yourself down as much. You've been through it now, just to not treat people in this regard. I will keep doing my best to help people through my speaking, my podcasts, or my books, including Going to School, which just came out. I hope everyone out there with toddlers in their lives picks up a copy because of how much heart and soul I put into this book. Not only will they learn English and Spanish, but the kids will feel more comfortable when they are not around you for the first time. If you ever need to talk, please do reach out. Remember, I am not a medical professional. I do not recommend substituting any of my advice for that or the advice of my guests for advice from your own personal professional doctor, but I am just trying to do the best I can in helping everyone because I know this road, this journey of life is not easy, but together we can help each other succeed, thrive, and live a more happy and fulfilling life. Thank you for tuning in to this solo episode here on A Mental Health Break. Next week, we have a great episode ahead. Another interview is coming right back here to A Mental Health Break. That is with Kathy Mize, over at Ready for Life, where we focus on foster children and the mental health association with those ups and downs, these kids that battle so much. She is doing such great work and she has a lot to offer. After that, to start out April, we are bringing back Jimmy Madrid. If you missed Jimmy Madrid, he always speaks on mental toughness, but now had a huge health scare and has had the courage to come forward and share his story. We will see you all next Saturday back here on the podcast that normalizes mental health, A Mental Health Break.